Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back. Quick segment before we get to the top of the hour. Diving into some NBA talk. Philly against New York Knicks tonight. But alluded to it before we went to break. Big money out of UGA, Athens, Georgia. Kirby Smart is the first coach to top 13 million. Look, at people, here's the funny thing about it. Had a lot of people mad that when Mel Tucker got his nine, then everybody else, then Lincoln Riley and everybody else started to benefit off it. I don't think anybody else is going to be able to benefit off of Kirby Smart, but he is the highest paid. Now you know, since Nick Saban is now retired and is very comfortable in the studio and golfing and then doing his honey-do list before he hits the golf course, Kirby Smart is taking the tutelage, mentoring, and has learned from afar and is benefiting front and center as being the highest paid coach, indicative of right now of the most dominant football program in the land right now. 13 million. Kirby. I'm telling you, man.
I don't hear all the people. Okay. Get what somebody's willing to pay. None of my business. None of my business. Somebody willing to pay you $13 million? Get your money. Dion, get your money. Like I say, the same thing. Mel, somebody going to pay you? Get your money. Kirby, somebody willing to pay you? Get your money. Not your fault, theirs. All of this tells me that the real business side of this thing, you can't complain about NIL. You can't complain about transfer portal. You can't complain about none of this stuff. Everybody's in the pit. Everybody's in the pool. Everybody's in the pool. This is about Wu-Tang gave you the playbook and the gospel. Yeah. Cream. Cash rules everything around me. Dollar bill, y'all.
Yeah, I don't think Kirby's ever like complained about it. You probably don't like it because there's not any structure to it, but.
He can put. He numero uno.
He's
whatever Kirby want college football to be. It will now be.
That's his next step.
He's the king of the throne.
That's his next step.
If he don't like the way people are being paid, Kirby will fix it. If he don't like the way broadcasts are done, Kirby will fix it. So we're about to see how King Kirby wants it done. 13 million plus bonuses.
It'd be interesting to see his next step in that.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
At progression. Because Nick Saban's always handled that. And I still think Nick Saban will continue to try to have a positive effect on college football. It'll be interesting to see what Kirby Smart does, not just about where NIL goes or anything that he feels that, you know, like whether it's broadcasting or if they go, you know, and break off with the Big Ten and create a power conference or a new league. It's going to be interesting to see what Kirby Smart does on every level when he has a chance, because I think that's what the ultimate separator was for Nick Saban. He didn't pick and choose something that he knew he had to support. He supported his players. So then therefore, when he's going back to his players and asking them to go above and beyond or make a sacrifice for the university, he was front and center on some really touchy issues. Be interested to see what Kirby Smart does moving forward, because now
what all of them are doing, all of them.
No, I mean, this ain't about it. It's going to be interesting. Kirby Smart is the highest paid coach. He's going to see what he does. And it's not going to be overnight. It's going to be interesting to see how he matures into, because he's still a very young head coach.
And it's a two-year deal, right? Two-year extension.
So. But he's still a very young head coach, where Nick Saban's been a head coach even back when I was in high school. So it'll be interesting to see what happens moving forward.
I'm with you.
The Bulldogs, we'll see what they have. And they got a quarterback and everything else coming back. So we'll
see. George Foster talking big game today. Just letting you know, Big Foss talking big.
Listen, man.
He talking big.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal about Georgia Bulldog fans. I don't know how Terrell Farley is a Georgia Bulldog fan since they ain't offering him a scholarship. Right. But Georgia Bulldog fans are like Kansas City Chiefs fans right now. Okay? Back in the day when they were getting their butt kicked,
Eric Zier
and all them, and even though that, look, you weren't even you claimed Terrell Davis, but he could barely get on the field.
Buck-a-loo.
And all that stuff. You guys are silent as church miles out there, right? But now you're winning. Now all of a sudden you everybody's barking. Mm-hmm. I get it. You guys came up same like with the Chiefs fan. Mm-hmm. You guys weren't saying nothing when Steve DeBerg was your starting quarterback. Mm-hmm. All right. So, anyways. Good first couple segments. We're going to get to the top of the hour. Talk about NBA talk. There's a lot of stuff talking. Tidbits coming out, what LeBron's going to do. What D'Angelo Russell. I still cannot believe D'Angelo Russell is in a position to go anywhere. But he is. What the Lakers are going to do. What the Suns are going to do. And what's going to happen up there in Philly tonight. We'll get dive into some NBA talk. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School, along with DP. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.